You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought, every Thursday between 11 and 12. And we have these spiritually uplifting as well as educational programs and on air every Thursday, on air live between you, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The day today is the 19th of Safar, 1447. And it's corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 14th of August, 2025. So, alhamdulillah, today we'll be discussing an interesting topic. And this topic will be of much interest to the females as well, because it is a topic with regards to do with polygamy and taking on more than one wife. So, with regards to beliefs, in terms of this year, I recall one of the moments just a while back where a person had taught us that, see, and educating women as well, that if you reject this, then that is kufr. This is kufr because the Quran Sharif refers to it. So you believe in it. It's a different story if men of today cannot manage it. And that is exactly what Quran Sharif is saying. If you cannot manage, then one is sufficient for you. So we'll welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. On this day, let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, on this topic of polygamy, let's look at the verses in the Quran Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go to that, few announcements. Number one is, we all are aware that Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah, his beloved son Hafiz Ishaq, yesterday at 5:30, when they were just about closing, seven guys came, African guys, and they fastened up the staff, took their cell phones and took Hafiz Ishaq. Till now his whereabouts are not known. So all of us should make special dua, innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in chapter 86, Surah At-Tariq, verse 8, verily he, Allah, has the power of returning him. So Allah Ta'ala return him safe and sound to his father, to his wife, to his children. Of six children he has, mashallah. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala bring him back safe and sound. Allah maruddahu ila ahlihi ghanimin, salimin, ma'zuzin, mansurin, maqbulin, ya rabbal alameen. Always, wherever we are, we all should learn these two, three verses. Number one, chapter 12, verse number 64, Surah Yusuf, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, that Almighty Allah is the best of protector, and He, Almighty Allah alone, is who? The one who is most merciful, one to show mercy. And second one is chapter 7, verse 151, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, include us always in your mercy. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. And remember the dua we taught you so many a time. Whenever we leave our home, then these three phrases we should read. His hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif is authentic also. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Almighty Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust solely, only, exclusively in Him, Almighty Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no might to take me towards righteous deeds and good actions. There is no power to prevent me from vices and sin except Him, Almighty Allah. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, four things will happen. Hudita, that person will be guided. Wawukita, divine protection. Allah will keep us under His protection. Wakufita, your needs will be taken care of. And all the shayateen, shaitan in human form, shaitan in jinn form, watanaha anhu shaitan, they will take flight and run away. Imagine now, Maulana today is 86 years old, Gregorian calendar, Islamically 88 years old. But I spoke to Maulana's secretary this morning. He said, Maulana is still 100%. He says, all will happen what Allah has decreed. That is a man's iman. That is the asma. Is a big test in this late age of his, you know. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for Hazrat, grant him siha, afia, bring back our brother Hafiz Ishaq safe and sound. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Second news we got is, remember, today is Independence Day for Pakistan. Pakistan became independent on 14th August. Check it up there. 14th August, you must remember, 1947. So now today they're celebrating their 78th anniversary. Remember, it's very big in Pakistan today. So Pakistan, Pakistan, Zindabad, long live Pakistan, you know. So mashallah, they have such talent there. The biggest problem with Pakistan is too, that too many bear iman people and people who are not have true iman, and they bear wafa, they're not loyal to Islam, they're not loyal to Nabi alayhi salam, and not loyal to their own country. They will sell everything basically for money and so forth, majority of them, you see. So remember, it's the only Muslim country that has. Arab countries good for nothing, not one of them got nuclear. Muslim countries good for nothing, but Pakistan is the only country, Muslim country, that has nuclear. So it's a very great thing. And if you read whose brainchild it is, that person's name, Abdul Qadir Khan, you understood? So Abdul, not Qadir, Abdul Qadir. So he was a genius, that man. So remember, he by hearted all the formulas of how to do it and that, and how they threatened him and so forth and so on. But he said, you watch, we will do it with the help and mercy of Allah. So this type of thing. It's right there they give, no?
1947.
Yeah, I said. Yeah. So 14 August, you must remember. So it's Yomul Independence, Yomul Watani and National. So all those things there from Pakistan today. Now this you should remember, Mozahid, because these kind of things, I know 90% of our students, they don't know. The person who hoisted the flag of Pakistan when it was formed, so that year in Karachi, and that was Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, rahimahullah, you see. So he passed away in 1949, remember. Buried in Karachi. He and Sheikh Salman Nadwi are buried together. That we used to go to the grave many times. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And that side there, Bangladesh, all that was part of Pakistan. So that was, this was East Pakistan, West Pakistan, all that, you see. So there in Dhaka, what became afterwards in 71, Bangladesh. So there Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani, just put there Zafar Ahmad Usmani, Pakistani scholar, 74, he passed away. So Zafar Ahmad, Z-A-F-A-R, so and U-S-M-A-I-N-I. So Zafar Ahmad Usmani, he, very great giant he was. He performed the Janaza Salat of Muhammad Mautanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a nephew also. So anyway, so he hoisted the flag there, you see, so that we should pray for Pakistan, that at least they got great, great ulama, they got wonderful darulums. I mean, I studied there in Newtown Madrasa, studied in Darulum Karachi, then finished up there in Jamia Faruqia. So that were the biggest madrasas. Even today, they are the biggest and most famous madrasas in all of Pakistan, basically. So that giants came from there. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab, rahimahullah, and Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan sahab. So all we saw, mashallah, we met, we sat in their majlis, and we know we take great benefit from all of them with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So there. So what they got, Zafar Ahmad Usmani?
1974.
Yeah. The, what, they gave a date.
Not the exact date. I'll check for you.
Okay, so you must remember that. So I was right at 74, he passed away with Allah's help. And then third thing is, you must remember that now that the murder and the massacre of the Palestinians is going on by the Israelis. And so today more than 108 organizations said that Israel is not allowing the aid to go in. And so they're disgracing, humiliating them, remember. And the Haaretz newspaper writes that now he started a new war. This Bibi, Netanyahu, the war criminal. And that is, his war is going on with Lebanon, then with Syria, then with Iran, then with Yemen, then with Palestine, Gaza. Now he started a new war, and that is against his own people, you see. So there they assembled there at Ben Gurion Airport, and they said, get out of Gaza now, you see that. So the people don't want this to go on, but they got their hidden agendas and so forth and so on. So Allah Jalla Wala decimate. And then Yvonne Reddy wrote a wonderful article, you understood. She said, what Saudi Arabia, Emirates are doing, Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, and you know, all these countries here, Morocco, is disgusting, remember that. That they are sending food, they are sending arms, sending ammunition, all this there to Israel, while the people in Gaza, children, men, women, civilians, are dying out of starvation, getting shot at. And so today I sent out something on all, on Telegram and on, you must remember, Twitter and all the groups. 20,000 children died without guns. Nobody had a gun, you know. And they were murdered and martyred and so forth. So our belief is, bache bache ki kurbani ki wajah se Allah Ta'ala Palestine ko azadi farmayenge. Insha'Allah, through the qurbani of the children and the men and women and so forth, so many abriya, Arabic you say abriya, innocent people passed away and became shuhada, their blood will not go in vain. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come and grant them, you understand, the whole historic Palestine will go back to them. Bi'iznillah, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So these are things that we should remember. Let's come to our topic today. You must remember, our topic today is that our topic today is, remember that polygamy. What is polygamy in Arabic? Ta'addudul azwaj. So remember that, ta'addudul azwaj. So that is the term that you should know in Arabic and so forth. So that is the first thing. Second thing is, which Quranic verses speak about this? So remember, the Quran Sharif speaks about this in two verses, very easy, we can discuss it there. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 3. Fankihu ma taaba lakum. So you must get married, ma taaba lakum, ma ahalla lakum. So go, so Allah Ta'ala, you understood? So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. That Allah Ta'ala has made halal for you. That you can marry مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ طَابَ لَكُمْ هَيْ مَا حَلَّ لَكُمْ. What Allah Ta'ala made halal for you. مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, the wives. So مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. So remember that two wives at one time, وَثُلَاثَ, and three wives, and then four wives, so four one time. The wife will only have one husband. Remember that. The wife will have only one husband at one time. She can't have two wife husbands and three husbands and all that. So that is something you must remember. That is chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 3. But it is not carte blanche, it is conditional, remember that. So what is the biggest condition? Quran Kareem states, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. So if you fear, you can't do justice. And if you take 100 married guys today who have 2, 3, 4 wives, in any country, basically, so you will find 80%, 75% are not doing justice. So if you can't do justice, Allah ta'adilu, then fawahida, then one wife only. So you see, there's a condition. Thereafter, other 2, 3 verses we should take cognizance of is this. That number one, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, when you have plurality of wives. Why did Islam stop at 4? Because in the days of Jahiliyyah, they would 5, 10, 20 wives they would have. So it was unlimited, you see. So Islam is no four. You can look after four, summer, winter, spring, autumn, all like that, you see. And other reasons also. So you must remember that. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalala teaches us that when you have this four, then you can't have the new one, kullu jadidin laziz, everything that's new, there's a novelty, tasty and very delicious. So see, Quran says, وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَىٰ. So in chapter 4, verse 3, Allah Ta'ala said, you must have justice. In chapter number 4, verse 129, the modernists, they like to quote this verse, that Allah Ta'ala said, you can't have 2, 3, 4 wives if you don't do justice. Then Allah says in chapter 4, verse 129, وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا. You will never able to do justice amongst the wives, بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتُمْ, even if you have an ardent desire, strong desire. فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ. So you should not be favoring one wife all the time, and the new one or the old one, and the other one, فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ. Then you leave her just suspended. She doesn't know whether she is a mankuha, she's your wife, or she's muallaka, just hanging there, or she's mutallaka, or divorced, or what, and so forth. So then, that is foolishness of the people. The verse in front is telling you, فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَ, that you're still going to get married to 2, 3, 4 wives. So it means that one is ikhtiyari, and one is ghair ikhtiyari. So ikhtiyari is that you give a house, you give food, you give clothing, so that's ikhtiyari, you see. But one is ghair ikhtiyari, you Mona Zahid, you got 4 daughters, you Suleiman, you got 2 sons. No parent can say that they got 3, 4, 5, 10 children, and all the children in the heart, they have the same soft spot for them. You have one favorite child. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to make dua, ta'aliman lihadhi al-umma. La Allahumma la tu'akhidni bima la amliku wal tamlik, you see. That Ya Allah, don't take me to task for that for which I don't possess, but you possess it. Meaning, my love, one Siddiqa, when Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha was a wife, there was no other wife. So remember, so that time there were no 2, 3, 4 wives. But with Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidah Sauda, Sayyidah Hafsa, Sayyidah Zainab, Sayyidah Maimuna, like all that, they were there. So at one time, the Master alayhi salam had 9 wives. So you must remember that. So how does that justify? We'll come to that just now. So then, with the soft spot and extra love was for Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha. Therefore, the famous hadith, Aina ana ghadan, Aina ana ghadan, where will I be tomorrow, where will I be now? So they all realized the Master alayhi salatu salam wants to spend his last few days in the house of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. You see that? So like that. So that is ghair ikhtiyari. So how you have students, you try and treat all your students equally, but for 1, 2, you have like a favorite student. So favorite must not be praising, you understand? You give extra marks and all. So likewise with your children, wa'adilu bayna awladikum. So you must do justice with your children, but you have. So I can say I was the most spoiled child of my parents, you see. Because why? I came last also. So my 2 brothers, 2 sisters, all were big and they were grown up, and I came small, lighty, you understand? So mastan, like, you know, naughty guy. And then I became hafiz, so that was a big thing. First time in our family. Family don't mean family. It mean our whole family, from my mother's side, father's side, beside my mamaji, mashallah, he was the first Mehman Hafiz. That the lighting became Hafiz, you know. So it was like a big thing, you know. So like 1970, with Allah's help, Allah's fazul, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence. So like that it is, you see. So you must remember. So same thing here with the wives. So Allah is addressing this issue here. In this verse is ghair ikhtiyari, what is beyond your control. And there in chapter 4, verse number 3, Allah is speaking about ikhtiyari things. You understood the difference now? So there must be no ta'aruz, there must be no conflict. Then regarding Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having so many wives and so forth and so on, this is a separate topic. But just to give you from the Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala states, خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Especially for you, Ya Rasool Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it's not permissible for the believers and so forth. You see that? So you can't go that verse, the Mathna wa Thulatha wa Ruba'a, for him, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For him, the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll quote this verse, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 50. You got it now. So remember how Allah Ta'ala performed the Master alayhi salam nikah with Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh. Zawwajnakaha. I got you married, ya, to Sayyida Khadija, to Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu anha. So that is a unique feature of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so forth. So ya khalisatan laka min dunil mu'minin. It's only for you that you can marry 7, 8, 9 women at one time, and not for the believers. So chapter 33 verse 50. Now 2-3 discussions. Why did Islam allow it? Why? So we must give a logical reason. When you look at the demographics, when you look at the breakdown of human beings, why go far? In South Africa, go to Cape Town. You've been to Cape Town, Mona?
Che.
You went alone or with your wife?
Family.
Very good. So you know, very dangerous to go alone. So you go there, you get a lot of cook sisters. You understand? So you watch out there. And you go just neighboring country, Swaziland. So if you go to Cape Town, even today, for every one male, minimum you'll get 6, 7, 8 females. You see? So how are you going to solve the problem? You go to Swaziland, the law is this. The law in Swaziland is this, that legally a Swazi male can take 8 wives at one time. Islam said 4, they may double the amount. You understood? And the king is, I think, with 16 wives or something. You can check it up there, just check it up. Google, Mr. Google, how many wives does he have? 15, 16 or whatever. So, what you going to do? So, Islam says the only way you can resolve this issue is that you allow plurality of marriages, that you allow polygamy and so forth and so on. The kafir way is this, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden, whether it's this Harami or whoever, you'll have one wife and they'll have 10, 20, 100 affairs. You understand? See Trump. He can't even remember how many women he slept with. You must remember that. So now he has to go for rifle repairs. You must remember that. So the Harami is a pedophile, he's a rapist, he's this, he's a felon, criminal, and 34 charges is there against him that he's been found guilty on, and all these type of things. So Islam wants a pure, and Islam wants a chaste society. You see that? So therefore, Islam allowed it. But today, our women, Indian women, Muslim women, I don't say all, but we'll say many of them, they will tell the husband, fine, go sleep there with the escort agency, the lady, go to your girlfriend, do hit and run and come back, it's fine, I'll accept that. But if you take second wife, I won't accept it. Now, what are you doing? You must remember that, you see, that is absolutely haram thinking. You must remember that for you as a Muslim lady. You're allowing the haram to flourish, but when your husband tells you that you have to take a second wife and he will do justice in that, so that you frown upon it and you say, no, I'm out of this marriage and I'm going. So the husband's making zulam, that is 100%. We know in most cases 90%, 80%, 70%, depending which country and town and city and all that. That we know, but that does not mean you to go to the other extreme and tell him, go have there, go sleep with a prostitute, go sleep with a street lady, all that, you understood? Use a condom also, you understood? So she'll give him a condom also. So all these things there. But you don't speak of second wife here by me and all. So that thinking there, that thought process that we have to change is unacceptable. So we must be clear on that issue. Then next issue, somebody asked Siddiqa, said Aisha was a genius. Muhaddithatan, adibatan, faqihatan, mufassiratan, you understand? People ask, can you take your daughter's name and all that, you understand, in public? So Hazrat Aisha's name is mentioned 2,210 times, what you going to do with that? When we teaching hadith, what we say? An Aisha radiallahu anha, an Aisha radiallahu anha, an Aisha radiallahu anha. So what we doing? So you became more pious than Hazrat Aisha. You became more Catholic than the Pope. You know, understood? So sometimes our people also, you know, get caught up in jahalat. You must remember this. So Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was asked that Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was asked why we, the men, Zahid Khan, Abdul Qadir, Suleiman, this one, we can marry four women. What the conditions and all that? You can't marry four women if you don't have money, first of all. You can't marry four women if you can't fulfill their rights. You can't marry four women if you don't do justice. So all these are conditions, you must remember that, right? So all that is done. Now we come to the other side of it. Now why the woman can't marry four? Or two, or three, you see. So that in today's world it happens, all these kind of things. What they worry, you understood, with this kuffar culture and all of them. So everything for them is legal. Whether you have a gay business, or you have lesbian business, or you have gender change your gender and all that. Yesterday was Eve, today is Steve. Today was Steve, this tomorrow is Steve, you see. So all that is haram, obviously, in Islam. So, Mother Aisha was a genius. She said, very good question. So, I answer you. She took a jug. She put four glasses there. You see, from the jug, you can pour into four glasses. She told that poor people, now take the four glasses and pour in the jug. Then how are you going to differentiate? You got it? So, if, hypothetically, for argument's sake, conditional clause, that if Islam allowed 2, 3, 4 husbands, how will you know that who is the father of the child? One. Two, even in Jannah that will not be allowed. That the woman has 2, 3, 4 husbands, that thought also will not come into her. Because why? It is something against the haya, shame, modesty, morality of a good Muslim and a normal human being, and so forth and so on. Man is a hunter, and not the woman is a hunter. So you must remember these type of things here. So therefore, that Islam will never allow, nor in dunya, nor in the year after. Understood? So that are the second. Now let's come to FAQ, you see. Frequently asked questions, and then you can ask whatever questions are coming through. I'll just answer that 3, 4 questions that are very frequently asked. Number one, do you need the first wife's permission to take a second wife? Technically speaking, you don't need. But obviously, if you're going to do justice, then she must come to know. You must remember that, otherwise, how are you going to do justice? This business we got today, you must remember that this Mota is married. He got his wife, he got his children. But now he got a lot of money. So what he decided to do, he did. He heard from one Molana and whatever, you're going to Hanafis, you can just get married to the lady. There must be two witnesses and his tikcha is all right, you see. Sometimes our Hanafi Molvi, they pass the fatwa, like we don't agree with this fatwa. So you must remember that, they say. So this Mota, he met this, he got his mistress, he got his girlfriend, he said, no, let's make it halal, you see. Now after haram, then they speak about second marriage and all. I tell you sunnah. He don't tell you about all that haram business they were doing before. I tell them for the adultery, the death penalty on both of you. You see that? If she was also married, then she's got busy with you. Or if she's not married, then 100 lashes for her and for you is death penalty. So that is what Islam says. Now they got married. So now he uses her. The term I use is what? Spay wheel. You know, suppose spay wheel? Whenever once a week, twice a week, once you meet her, okay, let's book in a hotel, Holiday Inn, this hotel, and then I give you a quickie, 1 hour, 2 hours, we spend with you, and then you carry on. So you satisfied for another 3 days, 1 week, then again I'll see you after that. Another quickie, you understood? And they will have contact there in the hotel also. See, special rates, because we special customers. We want hourly rates, you understand? We don't want to stay 24 hours and 10 hours and 20 hours and all. So all unda, danda, all haram, all these things. The Hanafi fatwa which Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah passed in Imdadul Muftin is a girl Hanafi aurat aqila baligha ho, and she gets married bi ghairi idnil ab, without the permission of her biological father, then the nikah is batil and null and void if she got married to a person who is ghair kuf. You understood? Not compatible, suitable to her and all that. Second one is this, if she got married without the permission of her biological, not stepfather and foster father and adoptive, they got no say in this matter. So remember, biological father. Were in Ghana fasiqan, you must remember, even if it's a little bit upside down, he's got more right than you. So remember that, so in a case like that, so you got more right than the stepfather and all of them. That's what we mean, an adopted father. So remember that this person, yes, this biological father didn't give permission, but you married somebody who's compatible, suitable to your family. So the nikah will be valid, according to Hanafis only. But then also, muruwat ke khilafe. Those are the exact words of Hazrat Mufti Shavisa. It's against the ethics of Islam. It's against the akhlaq of Islam. Is you broke the heart of your parents and so forth and so on. So we need to understand this issue. Shafi'i, Maliki, Zamri, the nikah is null and void. لا نكاح إلا بوليه in Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi Abu Dawood Ibn Majah. So we should understand these things here properly, you see. It's not that they make hit and run business and so forth. So all this pay wheel business, all the secret nikah business, not permissible. You must remember that. You think Islam will ever give permission that you can just meet in the parking lot, in the, you go to game or you go to send checkers 60-60 or, and their husband, wife in the front seat, at the back they got, you must remember, the two witnesses say, okay. And these guys, they know the khutbah of nikah also by heart now, because they're so busy doing all these things, you see. You'll see, he's like a big maulana, he's reading the khutbah of nikah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu. You read the Quranic verses also. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa and that amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. And you read, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah. Not only that, you read the hadith also. النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في رواية أخرى فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. So he read the khutbah of nikah also. Then he say, okay, I'm marrying you, you marry me, this is the mahar, you accept? He say, yeah, I accept, you accept. The two witnesses are there. You give the witnesses, or you give the wife mahar, he gave them something. He say, no, it's khushi ka mauka, he's very happy, so I'm giving you money. So he bribed up the witnesses also. One from Somaliland and one from Pakistan. One from India, one from Pakistan. One from South Africa, one from Malawi. Like that. So it just goes on. You think Islam will allow this? So the parents don't know their daughter is married. I'm asking you. Common sense also is something, you know. So we must remember, we can't be promoting something that is so similar to the muta of the kafir Shias and so forth. And by doing this, you're opening the door for all these type of things. Yeah. So we should be very, very careful in all these things. Yeah. People just use loopholes, skullduggery and shortcuts and all that. But if you look at it end of the day, you tell me that you made nikah like that, me, I'll tell you your nikah is null and void. Understood? So you must not permissible, man. So that is also another issue. Another issue is this, this lady, she's not getting proposals, right? Now she's 30, 35, 40 years old and whatever, reaching 40. Now this mota comes to her. She's still a virgin and now he got children. He's got his wife, he's got his children, he's a grandfather sometimes. He got grandchildren. Hmm. But now it's no more tasty now. You see that? Way lady, shop subhanallah. He's found mashallah. Wife inna lillah. You see? See, wife now, no more slum, no more trim, out of shape, out of this and all. I need some new jalebi, you see? Hmm. I need some new sweet meat and all. So you see, I hari lage, you see that? And all this. So now that lady says, yeah, man, I'm not getting proposal, so let me just go as a second wife. Now the damal starts between her and the old wife. So when I told her why, she said, yeah, what must I do? I got desires and there's nobody came, so this mota came. So they will justify their thing. One lady got married 9 times. Listen to the story. And I know the ladies, you see. So how many husbands? 9. Not one time now. One died, one divorced, one this. So I asked her, I said, don't you even feel shy you got married? She said, you know what? my children in school, even the other children, they mock my children. Because they say, you from which husband? Husband one or husband three? They ask the other one, you from husband four or from husband five or six? You see? You from husband eight or husband nine? You see? So, but she says, I understand all these things. You all think, she's telling me, you all think that I'm just getting married, you understand, just to sleep and fulfill my lust and desires and passion. It's not that, she says. And she says that the loneliness kills us. The loneliness kills us. So Islam took all that into consideration. So if you want to do that, do it the halal way. Not you come with a parking nikah and this. That's why it doesn't last also, you understood? When you do haram things, Allah forbid, you will find there will never be barakah in that. You see, therefore, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, he was a giant of his time. He wrote one beautiful kitab in Urdu. Kunah Be Lazzat. You heard that book's name. Kunah Be Lazzat. That today me and you, we're committing vices, but there's no taste in it. You understood? Meaning it's not delicious. We might think it's delicious for a little while, but end of the day, it won't last. End of the day, it will just be disgrace and this humiliation. Allah protect us all. We all are sinners. We all commit crimes and all these things. Yeah? But end of the day, it will be humiliation, disgrace in this world and in the year after. Allah protect us, you see that. So that is why we must think properly with all these kind of things. Yeah? So that is one issue also that we needed to address. And then another issue regarding polygamy and so forth, when these Westerners ask, then why all these things you'll do? So easy answer, you must tell them, al-fiqhul waqi. Which society is better, that we have two, three, four wives and all legal, or you have one wife and you must remember, 10 girlfriends and 5 girlfriends like Clinton and Trump and all these haramis and all. Leave that, ask them in the Bible. Leave them, tell them, you say you Christian in the Bible, what it speaks about. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Suleiman alayhi salam, speak about 100 of wives, and the word they use is a terrible translation, I don't like it at all. They use concubines, you understand? It's a very bad translation. So 100 female slaves and so forth and so on. So who's practicing the way of the prophets and messengers, we or you? You understand what I'm trying to say? So you understand these things, yeah? So it's very in the Christian church that they do three things upside down. In the Catholic church, especially the Pope, they tell the people that you must remember, you must practice on celibacy to become a priest, to become a nun and all these kind of things. So then you find that the monk is sitting there and then decide the nun is sitting there, then the chemistry takes over, then the gravity takes over and they come nearer and nearer to them. The monk and the nun are busy. So what you find after that, you find some monkey business. You got it? So you understand these things there. We don't can't say monkey business. There you have to say some monkey business. That's why every church in the world today is corrupted. Big churches, the priest, the father, the pope has to go apologize, you understand, for pedophilia and all. So the celibacy in Islam is not the option, one. Two, then they tell you, you can't get married to two, three, four wives because you'll be charged for bigamy. Subhanallah, that you say you must have one wife, but you can have 10 girlfriends. You see, then you just go in the confession room, oh my father, I slept with this male, I slept with this female. Father say, don't worry, I pray for you, you forgive us. Sometimes the father also getting busy with a woman. You understood? You say, come here, you look very smart, let me also try it out. You see that? So all funny things go on, you must remember these kind of things. So therefore, Islam gave a natural system, you must remember that. And then third one, you must remember, is Sunnatul Anbiya. The Anbiya alayhi salam had two, three, four wives and that and so forth. So my objection on all this is, what is happening is this in today's time, you must remember, we Muslim men, majority, they want two, three, four wives, but they don't make justice. So that is our biggest objection, you understood? You make zulm upon one of them. In land, how many guys I know? And I always tell them, you, tomorrow Allah is going to punish you very badly. So he say, why? I say, you think I don't know that you treat your one wife like a queen and your other's wife, you treat her like a servant, you see. I say, they phone me and some Maulanas also, some sheikhs also. Their wives used to phone me, you see. Now the sheikh also passed away and the wife also passed. So they phone and say, this man carries on like a big sheikh with murids and this and that. But ask me how he's treating me. You understood? So this type of things. So you see, that is our objection. That you must treat everybody, see. They want to take second wife, third wife, fourth wife. But if their son-in-law says he wants to take second wife, third wife, they blow their gasket and pistons and everything. How come for you, you got a different law, but for your daughter, you got a different law? So these are things that we must grapple with. Come, there must be some questions. So it's like a hot topic, you know. And
if the wife and hubby is not happy and on the verge of separation or divorce, and the wife decides for the man to get a second wife instead of divorce, what is Mufti Saab's advice?
100%, that is the mashura we will give. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ, that you must do sulha, reconciliation best. And you can tell him this much also, that see, Hazrat Sauda radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm old, I don't need all this. And she knew very well that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deep love for Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha. I'm making hiba, I'm giving my turn to Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha. So you as the Zawjah Ula, the first wife, you can even tell him that see, that marry her, you got permission, everything, and sleep with her 5 times a week, 6 times a week, 1 day in a week, twice a week you come by me. So that also I'm prepared to do and so forth. So that's 100% better. But remember, when you forfeited your turn, you wives, then you can demand it back anytime also. It's not you gave it away, then it's finished forever. After 1 month, after 6 months, hey, me I want, he must come here, Lord, how it goes. So you got the right to do that also. You see that? So you should know all these kind of things.
Mufti Saab, we always wondered, how do the Arabs live under one roof with 3 and 4 wives? Is this possible in our society?
If you look at it, you know, the other day my sister and them were here. So then nostalgia comes, you know. So my sister is there, my brother-in-law is there. Then we speak about what happened in Heidelberg and us and all this. I give you my own story, my own family story, you see. So now we had one house, right? First in the African township. Then nobody was really married. Then we moved there to the Kulidorp. You know, you must remember. You know Kulidorp, Monana?
I heard of it, Chief.
What did it mean?
The Kulidorp. Place where your sheep and all of this.
No, man. Monana, you also. Kulidorp is where they put the Indians. You know, it's an Indian township. Also come big mix up here. So Kulidorp is Indian township. So the Afrikaners, Burki say, Khanna di Kulidorp too. Go to the Indian township. Kulidorp. Dorp means town. So go to the Indian town, township. So there when we moved to the Kulidorp, you must say that. So I said that see, from 71 to 79, we all got married. You see? So before that, so now is my father, my mother, my two brothers, my two sisters, myself. So how many of us? 7 of us in the house. Right? And there's only one bathroom, and there's only one toilet, and all the, no, ensuite business and all that kind of things there. So now what happens? But people's hearts were big. And visitors come, no problem, man. Bring the matras. You understand? Just put the mattress and everyone, 10 people can sleep there. The people's hearts were big. And you must remember, they didn't worry too much about this. Today, our houses have become big, but the hearts have become small. Understood? So that is why now you say, how can it be? But you just go in our past and see how we all used to live. You must remember. Then my brother got married, my sister got married, my other brother got married, my other sister got married, all that. And they were all living with my father, mother. You understand? When I left for Karachi, you understand, in 74. I think by that time also, then afterwards they started buying their own houses and so forth and so on. You see that? So like that it was. So same thing when you got 2, 3, 4 wives. Now remember, when you got 2, 3, 4 wives, you must give her, that is minimum now, you must give her a separate bedroom. You must give her a separate bathroom, toilet, and you must give her a separate kitchen. You understand? Otherwise, they're going to be Skopskit and Donner, you must remember. They all will be fighting and so. Yes, if they all agree, that's a separate thing. So if they agree willingly, then it's fine. But that doesn't normally happen. They sell them. So the law will be minimum, give them bedroom, bathroom and kitchen. You see that? So that is minimum and so forth and so on. And then they love, mashallah, you see, because the hearts are big and they say, Islam allowed it, so who are we not to allow it and so forth. So that is the thing there, that our hearts, see, beautiful hadith, I just thought of in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna fil jasadi la mudgha. That in the body there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. If that piece of flesh is good, pure, the whole body will be good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. And when that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded, and so forth, the entire body will be corrupted, rusted, and corroded. Allah, behold, وَإِيَ الْقَلْبِ is the heart. You see that? So now I come in your car. You're already 5 passengers. I ask you, is there place for me? You say, hey, can't you see here? There's an all over there. What is wrong with you? So that is one way. You say, just jump in, man. There's 2-3 small lighting is will make. So this kid, dil mein jaga ho, Allah jaga bana deta hai. You see that? If you got that magnanimity of heart, then Allah will make it easy for you. But if you don't have that, then you will want the whole car must be free for you and your wife, or your one son and one daughter, like that, you see. So it's got to do with our heart also, so then and our iman and all these type of things as well. Imam Nasai, he had 4 wives. He used to eat chicken every day. So I don't have 4 wives, I have 1 wife, but I eat chicken every day. Stood? So he was remember. Like that, great, great ulama. Our ustads, let's call them ustads. So Maulana Qasim Sema, his first wife passed away. Then he got married and all that. Maulana was, you know, when he got married, he was 78 years old. And his wife was 28 years old. Mashallah. What's the gap, Maulana?
50 years.
50 years. That you answered sharpshoot, I see. So 50 years old. You see, gap. So the students, they said, they, you know, Cape Town ladies, they say, Maulana is old, but has not coat. You see that? Maulana is old, but not cold. When he reached 80, she gave birth. Qudsiyah was born. So Qudsiyah now must be, you must remember, I left there in 2000. So must be now, she's about 26 years old or so, you understand? 26, 27 years. So that plus minus I'm giving. So you must remember that this is how it works, you see that? So see, Maulana Sema, that old age, but he said, no. His son told him, come stay here. He just stayed one night, he came back. He said, me, I can't come, I must have to stay here. Then the student go sleep there, you understand? Because then he got married and all that. So, Maulana Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, this I can remember vividly, you understood? So, Hazrat bin Nuri's wife passed away, you see. We were there for janaza, everything, 74 or what. Hazrat bin Nuri passed away in Shawwal, 77. And the month was October, you see that? So, you must remember that. So Hazrat bin Nuri, rahimahullah, got married in 75 or so. Because when he came for Hajj in 75, he came with his wife. And remember that I was there in that Hajj. So then in 76 or so, that Suleiman was born, who's the principal now. So see, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri also, old age. But not only taqat, ruhani taqat also. You understand? They cry to Allah like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbi habli mina salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious children. You see, he cried to Allah like how Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam cried. That anni wahan al azmu minni wa ashtahal al ra'su shayba. You see, ya Allah, my hair is gone grayish, whitish. Ya Allah, my bones are gone brittle. Ya Allah, you give me a son, give me someone who can carry on with a mission and a message. Rabbi la, chapter 21, verse 89. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Ya Allah, do not leave me alone. You are the best one to grant aid and so forth, you see. So this all happened in front of our eyes. You must remember these kind of things. Yeah? So therefore, we have lessons of this here. Yeah? Our Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, Maha Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, and all of them. But it was one wife, not 2, 3, 4 wives. Like that. So Mona Ishmael Katada, he had two wives and so forth, you must remember that. So like that you'll find in South Africa, and proper they did not hidden, hide in all these kind of things, yeah, you see. That everybody knew he made second nikah in front of not everybody and like that. So like that you must remember, that is what we should do, do it properly. No, all this hit and run and cloak and dagger business and clandestine activities and all. But end of the day, you must practice justice. And practice justice with both wives, all three wives, four wives. Otherwise, you like me, just forget it, you see. People, the woman today, they still offer themselves what you're talking. So we say we can't look after one wife properly. What are we going to do a second wife and all that? Now we're tired and retired also, you see that. Old and cold also. So then, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. People offer me, they have asked their children, they say, yeah, you don't have children, it's my widow and complications in life and all that, you see. So all these kind of things there. So, you must know what you can handle. I'll end off with this hadith, beautiful hadith. You know, you must, that's why every day you must, I every day learn one hadith. I give you all these kitabs, you must learn all these things, you see. So you must learn every day one hadith. It's hadith in Tirmidhi, La yambaghi lil mu'mini ayyuzilla nafsa. It's not permissible for a Muslim to go and disgrace himself. You know, you got one wife. You're just managing with her. Now you go bring another wife. Now what you asking for? Then you will see you get disgrace and everybody will laugh at you. Because the world is not kind. They're cruel. When things go, Maulana Ansari was a very, very senior alim, but people shouldn't appreciate him because he used to only speak Urdu. Urdu, Polish Urdu. Let me tell you, he, Maulana Umarji, Mausema, and Maulunus Patel, Polish, Maulana Ishmael Katrada. These were the giants of Natal, you know. And I know, I interacted with all of them. So, Mona Ansari used to say, Hamare kaum aisi hai, jab tareef par aate hai, to mi'raj puja dete. They'll put you right in top of the sky. And agar tanqeed par aajai, and if they come to criticize you, to suli par chara denge. They'll crucify you. You understand? So why you want to give people all that opportunity? Now you bring somebody else's son, daughter up, adopted son, adopted. Now he does something, you give him a smack or something. They'll say, hey, it's not your son, not your daughter. You know? So this type of things. So why you must have all this damal and you disgrace yourself also. Just leave it out. And then you bring up these children, sometimes their minds get poisoned against their own parents. You must remember. How many examples I know? That they don't even attend the janaza of their own biological parents. So what good are you doing? You must remember this. So these are all issues, inshallah. So anyway, that I will only say, it is encouraged in Islam to get married for the male 2, 3, 4. If you have the financial means, you definitely will do justice. And third one is this, you have the physical means. You can't be beginning busy with one wife and the other three wives, you tell them you must be antunna sa'imat. You must keep fasting. You understand? So me, I'm tired now, I'm tired. But you're only servicing one. So how that can work? So you must remember it can't work like that. Oh, Suleiman wants one wife, live 2, 3, 4. So Suleiman is up for sale. So whoever is ready to get married to Suleiman Esop, so he is ready to get married immediately. In the month of Safar, inshallah. Speaking of Safar, today in Iraq, Iran, all that is Arba'in. This 40 days Fatiha and all that. They say Imam Hussein passed away, 10th of Muharram, Ashura, nice 40 days. All haram, all this business. I've been to Iran, been to Iraq and all that. You go to the mazar, you go to the masjid. Mazar is full. People making ruku, sajda, crying. Masjid empty. Wallahi, like that. You'll find 5-10 people there. You'll find hundreds of people there. So the ummah today has given, instead of ibadat for Allah, they're making ibadatul kubur. So if that is not shirk, then what it is? You understand? So Allah protect us all. Ameen. So inshallah.
There's a motivational message that came through. In Saudi Arabia, a Saudi woman in Taif has donated 80% of her lover to her husband's second wife, ending her long struggle with kidney failure. So the husband came out and he said that she is a life-saving gift.
Subhanallah. Very good. You see, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. That she grew up with pious parents and the Ansar. That chapter 59, verse 9, that they gave preference to others themselves, although they were in need of it. Who can do that? Ithar, that to give tarjih, to give preference to others over yourself. Very great quality, mashallah. Excellent, mashallah. Allah reward them.
I mean, from us in the team, we say Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.